One great way to increase your visibility and hone your speaking skills is to host Facebook Lives. But what should you talk about? Keep listening and I'll share four of the best kinds of content to use for a Facebook Live. Hi, this is Karma Spence, your host of the Public Speaking Superpowers podcast and author of the award-winning book, Public Speaking Superpowers. This is the final episode of the year and episode 9 of season 3. Since you may be thinking about your plans for speaking in the new year, I thought I'd give you some content that could help you with your planning. Facebook Live is an excellent platform for speakers. However, when creating content for Facebook Live, or any type of live video for that matter, you will quickly learn that some types of content work better than others. Some content is simply more engaging in the live format and works better that way, while other types of content just aren't suited for live video. To help shorten your learning curve, I'm going to share four types of content that work really well on live video. So if you're planning to use live video more in the new year, as I am, this episode will give you a head start on the planning. The first type of content that works really well is the top whatever list. That may sound strange, but stay with me here. A top whatever list is an ideal format for live video for a number of reasons. For one, it gives you a structure that you can keep coming back to while letting you speak fairly freely. At the same time, it provides enough structure that someone joining you halfway through the video will know what it is about and be able to catch up. This is especially true if you use an easel pad or whiteboard to write down the list as you go. Another helpful tactic is to stop every so often and summarize the list you've covered so far. For example, before you start to talk about item number 4 on your list, you can say something like, "So far, I've talked about X, Y, and Z. The next one on the list is," etc. The most common number for a top whatever list is 10. However, if you are using this format to educate, you might consider using 3, 5, or 7. These three numbers are much easier for the human brain to wrap around and remember. The second type of content that works well on live video is the interview. There are two types of interview you can do. You can interview someone else, or you can host a self-interview where you answer questions that have been submitted in advance or live on the fly. Either way, you'll have a great format for an engaging piece of content, and you'll be able to get more questions from your audience. This is a great way to take advantage of the live format. A self-interview is often called an AMA, or Ask Me Anything. Depending on how developed and engaged your audience is, you can ask for questions in advance or take questions live in real time. To get things jump-started, you might consider preparing some questions yourself in advance based on your expertise and common questions about your topic. Where can you find good starter questions? Check out a Facebook group on your topic. Members will often post questions there. Another good source of commonly asked questions is Quora. And of course, you can Google your topic. Often Google search results will include a section called People Also Ask, which showcases questions that real people are researching the answers to online. To interview someone else, you could either have them there with you. Sometimes these feel like man on the street interviews, but they can also be held in an office or a living room. These types of interviews are very similar to what you see on TV talk shows. Or you can use software to host the interview online. Facebook Live has a feature where you can invite someone onto the video with you. There are also software platforms such as Zoom that facilitate conference calls that can be streamed in real time. Some webinar software applications also have this feature. And now for a quick commercial break. If public speakers were superheroes, what would their superpowers be? They could be passion, authenticity, voice, and more. And what's even better, you can have them too. You may ask, who, me? Yes, you. Order your copy of Public Speaking Superpowers on Amazon today. Find out more at publicspeakingsuperpowers.com. And now back to the podcast. Before the break, I mentioned using webinar software to host a Facebook Live interview. That leads me to the third type of content that works well live, the seminar. The traditional seminar is held live in a conference room. This format has also been translated into an online format as a webinar. but you can take this well-known format and put it into a live video setting. This can create something much more exciting and unique for your visitors. I've seen this type of live video used in online challenges, real-time training programs, and as a regular feature of a Facebook group. Because you will be live, just like in a traditional seminar, your viewers will have the opportunity to interact with you and ask questions, significantly increasing the value of the seminar. Of course, taking questions live can be tricky and takes some getting used to. You might consider having an assistant that lets you know that questions are in the queue and helps you answer them live in the comment stream. The fourth and final type of content I'm going to discuss today is the review. If you want to sell a product via Facebook Live, the review format is your best option. You can share one of your products or a product for which you are an affiliate. If it is a physical product, you can do an unboxing and/or a demonstration. If the product is virtual, you'll need some way to share your screen on the live video, but that can be done. What makes the live review compelling is that you can take questions from your audience and answer them in real time with the product in question. This is great because you can answer questions and show off features you might otherwise have missed. Of course, there are other things you can do on live video, but these four are a great way to get you started. If you put my suggestions to use, please pop by the post for this episode on my blog at publicspeakingsuperpowers.com and let me know in the comments. I'd love to see what you did.